Welcome to Season 5 of the Long-Winded One podcast. Listen as we showcase original work from top Royal Road authors, read by professional voice actors. Hear interviews from your favorite lit RPG and game lit authors. Lastly, listen as the Long-Winded One tries his hand at his first ever lit RPG novel, The Four Treasures.
Welcome everybody to another episode of The Long-Winded One. With me tonight, I have somebody whose name is Nino, who goes by the pseudonym Cliffhanger on Royal Road. Welcome to the podcast, Nino.
Hello. I hope everybody's doing well.
Oh yeah. We're excited to have you. We're excited to learn from you. And we're going to also be hearing, after this episode released on the same day, we're going to be hearing some of your original content. And do you want to tell us the title of it and maybe just a little snippet about what the story is?
All right. So Inexorable Chaos, it's a novel about, I guess you could say it's a lit RPG, isekai lit RPG. But it revolves around a main character whose job it is to be summoned by other gods, other beings, wherein he is summoned and then he is returned. And in this novel, this is his 29th summon. So he has all this experience. The unique thing about this novel that I've just currently recently just finished is that he's the main character. This specific world is a lit RPG. It is a world governed by a system, an overarching system, where people have abilities, skills, they're able to level, become stronger. And this is his first foray into something like this. So all these experiences are new to him. But the main character is extremely experienced. He's got all this life experience. He just doesn't understand the system. So he has to learn kind of like where everybody else learns, but he just learns it faster. And throughout the story, he finds kind of loopholes, ways to advance faster than what is expected.
That sounds perfect. And this season is focused on lit RPG and game lit. So thank you for that little bit of introduction. But we want to learn about you as well. So if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, tell us what's influenced your writing, if you're a D&D player, all that sort of thing.
All right. Well, I think one of the biggest reasons that I've gotten into writing is anime. Just being able to, all these animes, well, not anime so much, but I would watch these animes and then I'd get curious because they would end up stopping. So I would go into the books because there would be novels. Then I'd read the novels and then I'd read all the related novels and I'd get into it. Eventually I found myself on Royal Road, which is where people post novels. I start reading there. And then as I'm reading, I get very curious about where people are going with the stories. And I'm like, I could do better. And then I just started writing. And from there, it just kept, I just went with it. I enjoyed it. I loved it. Oh, right. Let me get to the location. So I am from Chicago and I have a bachelor's in biology, went to school, work at a hospital now. But really, my love is actually just writing, as I was saying.
And have you been writing most of your life?
No, I never got into writing. When I was in high school, did not like it. I did not like English. I didn't like my teachers or anything. I did like reading occasionally, but for the most part, it was watching videos and that. But when I would read, I would enjoy it. It was only after high school, when I was in college, that I just started enjoying stories. And then 6-7 years ago, I started writing. And then I just fell in love with it. I think one of the reasons was, as I was writing, I posted my books online, or posted my chapters, my story on Royal Road. And they just had massive traction. I ended up getting the top rank one on like the new stories list for 2 months when Inexorable Chaos released. So I had so many comments, people talking to me. From there, I just kept going.
Well, I think that's very positively reinforcing.
Yes, it is.
So tell us about some of the books, specifically talk about some of the lit RPG and game lit that you started reading, things that you're still into maybe.
Actually, one of them, I think, what was it? Pirate Abba? I don't know if you know her. You can search her up. She is the author of The Wandering Inn, which is, I think it is the longest written novel to date in the U.S. Yeah, it's long. She or he or whatever is crazy. Spends 12 hours writing and then just gets like 20, 30,000 words. Just search up wanderingin.com right now and you'll find her. But as I was reading, I remember when she started, or he, I'm still thinking it's a she, but I remember when she started with chapter one. And then as she kept going, I was just thinking, I can do this better. And then I started my own writing. I think I did that with several other stories at the time. Right now, like, because this was 7 years ago, I can't exactly remember specifically which stories, but a lot of them are much older. A lot of them are actually pretty popular right now as well.
Are you consuming your books via audiobook, or are these physical copies?
I don't listen to audiobooks just because, I don't know, I never got into it. I prefer just reading because then I can set my own speed.
You say you don't consume many audiobooks, but we have an excellent narrator who read your piece by the name of Mads Lindegaard. He did a fantastic job.
He did. He is so good with the voices, with the accents. My God, the accents were amazing. It was a good, fun chapter with action. And I always put comedy. I always tell myself I'm going to make this serious, never become serious.
So you're a consumer and a producer on Royal Road. But how did you discover Royal Road to begin with?
I started reading a lot of, Japanese novels in a sense. Light novels that were being translated or fan translated because they were so good. And I was reading that. And then there must have been a link or something that had me start reading up on Royal Road. And then I started like going into like the stuff that's been going on that has high rankings. So like Savage Divinity, Brimstone, The Gilded Hero, Circle of Shards, Everybody Loves Large Chests. That one was actually quite popular.
So how long were you reading on Royal Road before you actually started writing there?
5 years. So 5 years ago, I started writing, and the oldest novel that I started following was 7 years. So 2 years on Royal Road of reading, followed by 5 years of writing.
And was Inexorable Chaos your first attempt at a Royal Road fiction?
No. My first attempt was something called The Crystal Forest. It was my first attempt at writing in general. And though I had a lot of people actually reading it, I don't think the story, I was lacking in a lot of experience. My storytelling was just poor. My grammar was poor. But as I kept going through it, I improved. After the certain points, I kind of feel bad about it, but I did kind of abandon the book. And then I started Inexorable Chaos.
Will you ever go back to the old story?
It's a possibility, but right now Inexorable Chaos it's a very long running. I've got very long plans, and maybe in the next 5-10 years, I might come back to The Crystal Forest. For me, I like stories that just have a very long continuation. And even when they end, there's another story with like the main character.
So tell me about that, right? For a lit RPG, you have something called this overpowered main character. You described it something a little different. You described him, your main character, as somebody who's very experienced, right? So is maintaining that, the overpowered main character, through multiple stories, is that difficult to do?
It is and it isn't. Because the nice thing about lit RPG is you've got people with levels compared to instead of experience. So the main character, he's got a lot of experience. He's got multiple fighting styles. He can do pretty much anything in general, because he's lived almost 10,000 years in a sense through all his summons. So he's very old. He's went from being young to old to crazy back to kind of young. But his personality in general right now is just very chaotic. He likes the chaotic because he can't predict it, because he's grown old enough that he's seen everything. This world is actually very new for him. One of the problems with making an overpowered character is you need to give him a reason, but you also want him to struggle. So with the main character, he doesn't have the levels, but he has the experience. And one of the first enemies that I have him fight is somebody that's higher level than him, but just barely. and he ends up beating the guy just because he's more experienced. Of course, there are people that are significantly higher level to the point where their attacks could wipe out a mountain compared to him, where he's just fighting like hand to hand against somebody.
This is interesting. So this will probably come up. We're also having Eric Uglund on the podcast. He wrote the Good Guys and the Bad Guys series. And so I always, when we talk about Montana, which is one of his main characters, it's never a question of whether the main character is going to win. I don't ever ask myself, hey, I wonder if he's going to win this fight, right? What I ask myself is, I wonder how he's going to win this fight, because he always comes up with a creative way to do it. And I think that's a little bit about what you're talking about, right? Like channeling that experience and like coming up with a creative way to beat somebody who might be more powerful.
Oh yeah. Constantly. The first, I guess, 4 books of the novel, I would say like it's 9, but the first 4 books is pretty much him struggling onwards, getting close to death or having to just be unique in the way he like just wins. It can't be simple. It can't be too easy. But every time he does, the level of power has to increase.
Next question is, how's your experience been on Royal Road?
Probably just overwhelmingly positive, at least for me, at least for my writing. Now, some of the negatives is that we've got really good authors who start writing, people love their work, and then they just disappear. And then it's just, you're just left there wanting more, but the author is not doing it anymore.
So you're speaking right now from a reader's standpoint, and that's actually I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah. So you're in the middle of the story and then they just disappear.
Yes. They just like, it's just getting really good. It's just so well done. The world building's amazing, all of that. And then they just gone.
Oh, wow. That's tough. What about from a writer's standpoint? Do you spend a lot of time every day interacting with your fans on Royal Road?
I do. And I don't. At some point it becomes, You get a lot of comments, a lot of messages, to the point that you just can't just comment back with them. Instead, I have a Discord, so I'm able to like talk with them like directly. It's much faster instead of going back and forth in the comment section.
I've had a few authors who I've talked to this season so far who use Discord for the same purpose. One of the things I've noticed, particularly about some of the like really well-known authors we've talked about, seems like their path to success starts on Royal Road. They build a following, they create a Patreon page, and then they use that money to maybe, you know, hire some sort of voice actor, and then they create an audiobook. At least I've seen this sort of progression through several authors. Is that the way you're going, or do you have a different trajectory through the publishing industry?
I think I'm actually going through that right now. I've been in contact with, I've sent a lot of my manuscript to several publishers. They're currently commenting back, accepting it. So I actually have to go through and choose from them. And many of them are looking to make a audio version of my book, which they are telling me is actually very, very popular.
Tell us more about this, the process you're going through now with the publishing companies.
I fully am. Right now, it's just, you send them for a publisher, there's these websites, and they kind of do a shotgun approach where I send my novel, not just like a link and explain what it is. The website sends it to all of these publishers. And then these publishers, if they're interested, will ask for my manuscript, of which I've actually had in excess of 10 publishers doing that. So I send them my manuscript. They read it. And just recently I had 3 come back and they say they want to make a deal with me. They're sending me their contract. I'm going to have to review all that contract, have additional meetings, see what is best. I have to do a background check on them to make sure they're not scams. It's a pretty long process, but the fact that I'm getting so many that are so interested, and many of them are talking about making audio versions.
So are you able to share the service or the website that you use to kind of shotgun those manuscripts out to the publishers?
Yes, I can. Well, the service is, one of them that I used was Quarry Tracker. royalroadauthors.net.
What other advice can you give to aspiring writers, particularly to people who might want to start on Royal Road?
Right. This is the big one. You have to keep writing. Do not give up. Even if you're writing and what you're writing is trash and people are telling you it's trash, you ignore them and you keep writing. You strive to improve. Oh my God. The amount of times I've seen new people, new stories pop up, and like the writing, like the grammar is bad, but the story is like, it's very interesting. It's good, but they give up when they see like the low reviews. And that's the problem. You have to be able to, I guess, accept the negatives with the positives, more of the negatives early on. And then as you continue writing, you will improve.
It's funny. I was thinking about that the other day. I mean, some of the best writers that I've seen are not the best, like from a syntax, you know, standpoint, from a knowing the rules of writing, right? Just because you're a good storyteller doesn't mean you know how to punctuate and you have great grammar.
Oh yeah. But the thing about grammar is you will get better. If you're just striving, you're just trying to improve even just by a little bit, that problem can be solved. Now, writing a good, compelling story, that's actually very difficult. Not everyone is, I guess, in this way, designed that way. I guess for me, one of my biggest strengths is world building, and not everyone can just think of this massive, vast world with multiple species, multiple histories behind it, different nations. How do they function? What do they trade with? How are they trading? What are their histories? Did they have wars in the past? Are they friendly now? Were there notable figures in the history? What are the most important things? Are they known for something important? Like, are they like a mining country or something like that? Just all of this to make just world building, not everybody can think on that. But also there are others that are more specific. They can really get into an individual's head. Some of them are also really good with pacing. They can make it so that by the end of every chapter, you're just waiting for the next one. And it's just, and if they just have a weekly release, you're just waiting and waiting, and it's just torture.
So we are, like I said earlier, we're going to hear Inexorable Chaos read by Maz Lindegaard in the next episode. It's going to come out the same day. Here's a chance for you to tell us anything about what we're about to hear, maybe that we haven't already learned.
This next chapter is chapter 27 of The God Wars. Same main character. This is his 30th summon. So the main character is currently a cat. There are reasons for it, which I'll let you guys read, but he is currently, and he's on an airship, and there's another airship that's heavily damaged, filled with pirates, and it just so happens that they are in need of supplies and loot. So, you know, the airships come next to each other, and then our main character, who is a cat, with his two buddies, just, you know, hop up, and then they're on that enemy pirate-filled ship.
And I think it's safe to say that, like a Transformer, your main character, Cat, is more than meets the eye.
Indeed, and they'll find out, both the readers and the pirates.
That sounds awesome, and I enjoyed it. Tell us where we can find you, all your socials, your websites, and any place where we might be able to discover you and what you're up to.
Honestly, probably the best place, Royal Road, read up. There's my Discord. You'll find it on pretty much every chapter, so you can just click one and it'll show up. I think if you want to contact, if you want to chat with me, if you're curious, Discord, one of the links, just go on Royal Road, search up Inexorable Chaos. You can search it up on Google as well. It'll be the first four or five links that you'll find. You'll just find me in several links there. So yeah, say hello. That's currently the best place. Eventually, I'm sure I'll have more.
Thank you so much for coming tonight, Nino, and we look forward to hearing your piece.
All right, you too.
Thank you for joining us down this Lit RPG deep dive. Please consider giving us a review on Apple Podcasts and visit us over at longwinded.one, where you can see past episodes and find all of our socials, even our new Discord server. We hope you enjoy.